بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is the Ash'ar of Arif Billah Hazrat Afras Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawar Allahu Marqadahu. The title is Ya Subhay Madina Ya Shami Madina.
Ya Subhay Madina Ya Shami Madina مبارك تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارك تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ بلا جانے کیا جا مومنہ عالم تیرا کیف اے خوش خرام مدینہ مدینہ کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر ہو مد نظر احترام مدینہ 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 برا لطف جے تاہ نام مدینہ نگاہوں میں سلطانیت ہیچ ہوگی جو پائے گا دل میں پیام مدینہ سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ 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 برا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ ہو آزاد اختر غم جو جہاں سے جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ ہو آزاد اختر غم جو جہاں سے جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ 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 برا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم احمدہ و نصلی علی رسول الکریم اما بعد beautiful poem our dada sheikh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayh which shows his great love which he had for Madina Sharif and it's encouraging us also to have that love for Madina Sharif to create it within ourselves
and to increase the love of Medina Sharif. Hazrat, when he was leaving Medina Sharif, he uttered these words. Now a person is staying in Medina Sharif for a while. Now a person is leaving the place. So what feelings goes through that person who has got true love in his heart? So Hazrat says that this morning of Medina Sharif, the evening of Medina Sharif, how blessed it is, how enjoyable it is just to stay in Medina Sharif, to witness the morning and to witness the evening. And those who are living in Medina Sharif, the Qiyam, they're living there. How blessed it is. Or for a short while or so, a person goes and stays there. That time of a person's life is very, very blessed. And especially now the people, the Hajjis, will be going first to Medina Munawwara generally from South Africa. And thereafter they go to Makkah Mukarramah. So how blessed and how fortunate are those people. We should take the opportunity to make ask them for du'as. When Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu was going for Umrah, most likely to Makkah Mukarramah, then he came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he asked ijazat and permission. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Oh, ya khana, oh brother, don't forget us in your du'as. So the Nabi of Allah is asking for du'as from Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said that words which he said, if I had the whole word in place of that, it shouldn't have made me so pleased. So this is one sunnah also. When a person is going for Hajj, or going for, ask that person to remember us in their du'as. And then we should also obviously ask to convey our salams to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The person is going so far, if we're going to visit our parents' house, he's going somewhere, we tell the person, convey our salams to our parents. He is our greatest benefactor, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we should definitely ask them to make du'a for on our behalf. And there are also, there's a sunnah du'a also when a person is going for Hajj. InshaAllah, we will, as I said, we must try to prepare a card. Zawadakallahu taqwa. May Allah Ta'ala grant you the quality of taqwa, give you as a provision. Watawajjaha al-khayr, or feel khayr. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you go in the path of goodness. Wherever you are going, tawajjahta feel khayr. May Allah Ta'ala always put you in the path of goodness in your safar of Hajj. Wakafaka al-ham. And may Allah Ta'ala protect you and save you from all worries and grief. So one sahabi came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, I'm going for Hajj. So the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this dua for him. Zawadakallahu taqwa, watawajjahta feel khayr. Wakafaka al-ham. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah, we'll try to prepare some cards and give it out to the brothers. So this is one sunnah we can make amal. And the other sunnah is to ask the brother not to forget us in the du'as when they are going for hajjin, for hajjin, for ziyarat. The Nazir says, Bala jane kya jam o meena ya alam, tera kef e khush haram ya Medina. What enjoyment there is, O people who are living in Medina Sharif. What does a person understand of the great enjoyment a person goes through when he's spending time in Medina Munawwara in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and especially those who are residing there? What enjoyment there is if a person really understands the value of Medina Sharif, of standing before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All the wine of this world and the intoxicants of this world has got no value at all, but standing before Rawdah Mubarak in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Allah must give us such heart so that we can appreciate it, and if Allah takes us, gives us tawfiq to go there, then we can really take the benefit from those places. Hazrat says, Medina ki galiyon mein har ek qadam par ho madde nazar ihtiram e Medina. In Medina Sharif, what a place, in every alley of Medina Sharif, on every footstep, a person must keep in front of him the ihtiram and the honor of Medina Sharif. Every single place, the Hazrat has taught us, places have adab and etiquette, and especially here Medina Sharif, Makkah Mukarramah, those places are very, very mubarak. They've got adab and etiquette. Times have got etiquette. People have got etiquette. Here you are in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why ulama say that a person must be very, very careful, especially like the women folk here when they're going for salam. Many of them start screaming and making a big noise. They say there's a great fear, khatra, of losing the iman because of this. Because Allah says in the Quran, لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي. Don't raise your voice above the voice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because أن تحبطوا أعمالكم وأنتم لا تشعرون. It can happen that your amal can be completely destroyed. You don't even know it. Because of bi'adabi and disrespect of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So a person has to be very, very careful in Medina Munawwara also, the places when a person is walking. We are very, very far away from that. But till recent times, many of our Buzurgani Deen, Imam Malik is famous about him. He would never go to relieve himself in Medina Sharif. Out of Medina Sharif he will go. And he was living in Medina Sharif. He will go out of Medina Sharif to relieve himself. Because it mustn't happen that I relieve myself in such a place where my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walked, how disrespectful it will be. So these are very, very high levels. But Allah gave us tawfiq to have that respect of Medina Sharif also. Medina, 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 Medina. Bara lutfa deta hai naam-e Medina. When a person has got love, man ahabba shay'an akthara zikrahu. Whoever loves something, automatically you speak about the things. So a person loves Medina Sharif, he'll be in his mind, he'll be talking about it And you will get enjoyment when uttering the word Madina, Madina. Speaking about it will bring great enjoyment to his heart and to his tongue. Nigaho me sultaniyat hej hogi, jo paayega dil mein payame Madina. In that person who has got the message of Madina Sharif in his heart, then all the kingdoms of this world will fall from his gaze. He won't have any honor, respect for these things of this dunya. As Munashaki Muhammad Asir Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi, ajib, halat and conditions. Once when they built the new Khanka for Hazrat in Baluch, and they wanted to move Hazrat there. So, and they're very smart, they made it for him. Hazrat, when they came back, and he said, I don't want to stay here. It's too smart for me. My heart will be turned away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, I want a simple room. One room, that's what I want. And he said, I don't want their smart rooms and biryani coming every day for me and nice food. Because he said, my heart will turn away. Me, I'm a simple person. I like simplicity. I don't like all of this fancy things. So then Hazrat, he moved back again to the way the Khanka is. It was much more simple compared to where the madrasa was. He said, I can have the whole dunya. What benefit it will be. Me, I'm a person who loves ayah sahara. I like the desert and the places where a person is in solitude and he can think of his Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another incident is mentioned of him that once he went for a dawah somewhere, and this person was a very poor person, he became wealthy. So he said in his brains now he got a bit of nakhar, pride. So when Hazrat was sitting and eating the food, so then he put the TV on. Hazrat got very upset, and Hazrat stood up and started touting that person. He said, I'm not worried about your money and all of these things. How can you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I cannot sit in a place where anybody can disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Hazrat, he told his Muris, come, let's all wake up and go from here. So when that person saw this, he came running to Hazrat. Please, Hazrat, make me maaf. Forgive me. I will never do this again. So he said, no problem, I make you maaf. I forgive you. But I'm not eating your food. Come, let's go from here. And he went away from there. And then after that, he explained to the Khadim that why I didn't eat the food there is that person will say, yeah, this person here, this sheikh, he was a bit greedy for the food. That's why again he sat down and he ate the food. So I wanted to show him that I don't need their food. We're not in need of these things. But a person has got Allah in his heart, then all the kingdoms of this world also fall away from this person's heart. He's got no value for it after that. May Allah make our hearts such that we don't turn our attention towards dunya and the things of dunya. Sukoon e jahan tum kaha dhoondte ho, sukoon e jahan hai nizam e Madina. Where are you seeking for the peace of mind and contentment of heart in the world? The place where you will find this contentment of heart is in the system of Madina Sharif. And that is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The more we will follow that, as we heard from Hazrat many times, Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas rahmatullahi alayhi used to say that even if the kuffar have to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the peace of mind which they are looking for, they will get it in this world. It won't benefit them in akhirat, because they are following sunnah for the worldly benefit. It won't benefit them in akhirat. But they will definitely get the benefits of it in this dunya, the peace of mind. Recently somebody came and he mentioned that somebody asked Hazrat Dani rahmatullahi alayhi that if you don't make intention, you enter the masjid with the right leg, for example. If you make with the intention of sunnah, you will get a lot of sawab, get a high rank in akhirat, and very, very great rewards. But if you enter the masjid just with the right leg, you never knew also. So Hazrat Dani rahmatullahi alayhi say, وَبِي بَرْخَتِ خَالِ نَهِ هُوْغَا. There will also be some barakat and blessings the person will get, just because you follow the sunnah, even without intention. So if the kuffar do it also, they won't get sawab in akhirat. But in this world, the sukoon which they are looking for, they will find it here. And if a person of iman does it, the more we will follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the more we will find the peace of mind, contentment of heart. May Allah ta'ala give us all tawfiq. Ho azadi akhtar ghame do jaha se, jo ho jaye dil se ghulam-e Madina. Hazrat says that a person who will be saved from the sorrows and grief of both the worlds, of dunya also, and akhirat also, who becomes a slave of Madina Munawwara, slave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who becomes a diehard of the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will be freed from griefs of both the worlds. In akhirat, we all know definitely he'll be freed, because he will get high ranks in the year after. But in this world, how will a person be freed? This world is a place where there is sorrow for every single person. Nobody can be freed from it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the person's heart worry-proof. That's how you get a watch, which is waterproof. So, no, the water doesn't go inside there. So even though a person outwardly will be surrounded with all difficulties and problems, but Allah will make his heart worry-proof. That worry won't go into the heart. So his heart will be safe from all the worries of this world. So that person who has got a connection with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who becomes a true follower of him, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant myself, all of us, the love of Madina Munawwara, and we should make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah must take us over and over again. And those who are going, we should request our duas from them, and to convey our salams to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa. وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد, this little time we have today, mashallah, we are very fortunate. We will end off with Quran khatam of two students, and not normal students, students who study in the madrasa days, alhamdulillah. But these students sacrificed their holidays to study. And our ustad also, Maulana Abdul Rahim Sheikh Saab, Allah give him good health. He was taken ill. Hopefully he will manage to come. He will come. He also gave his holidays to the students. So this is a great thing. Just wish to mention also, Maulana Abdul Khaliq did not mention it now, but he told me when I was asking him about their work. He says during their holidays there in a foreign country, I speak for myself, my attitude will be, let me visit the country, this waterfalls, that scenery, that some park or something like that, we'll want to think. But they in their holidays will make the skill of students, university, college students, other students, and then bring them to their center, and then the whole holiday they are teaching them. And so they're making the holidays an occasion of teaching, and more intense than normally. The whole day is intense normally also. So all the sacrifices, Allah give us also tawfiq, inshallah. So the ustad also and the students, during their holidays, they are teaching. Maulana Abdul Rahim also, mashallah, those students who learn Mishkat Sharif off by heart, other kitabs, he gives them the extra time. And there are many other ustads also who give their extra time. And they sacrifice for the students, Allah accept all. So in this little time, we will just go through the index, the contents page. We won't open the kitab and read the details. That all we will have to see for ourselves. And this is the same thing as muzakara, just a reminder. So one very important reminder, I feel, is a review of our Ramadan. This is our first majlis we're having after Ramadan. How did we spend our Ramadan? And now what is our condition after Ramadan? Let us reflect a little. What was my dini condition before Ramadan? In Ramadan, normally, mashallah, we get boosted, we do more tilawat, we are more regular with namazes, everything we try and stay away, or inshallah, completely from gunas also. But now after Ramadan, then what is our condition again? Let us see. So that is very important. And let us make some resolution sincerely between us and between Allah. That next Ramadan, which is still far, we don't know how many of us, that also we should consider how many people who are with us. One Ramadan, next Ramadan, they are not here. One Ramadan, they are here. Next Ramadan, they can't make it, their health doesn't permit them for Taraweeh anymore. We are making sajdas, perhaps next Ramadan we can't make. People who are giving zakat in huge amounts, by next Ramadan, they are begging for zakat. Allah save us all, and this is happening, and we know it's all around us. So we have to take lessons. So we make firm resolutions for next Ramadan, and we should look forward to Ramadan and all the ibadat which are coming. We should have that fervor and that desire. We shouldn't be trying to keep back. We should try and go ahead, and we make dua to Allah Ta'ala, and that we try and move forward in all this. So after Ramadan now, also let us see with our Shawwal, how did it go, the six rozas of Shawwal. Now we are in Dhul-Qa'dah, we are getting ready for Hajj and for Qurbani and the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. Great, great opportunities again are knocking at our door. They are offering themselves to us, and we have to take these great opportunities and try and make the best out of them. And all this little muzakara is to try and increase or trying to make, which is in us, just to make it which is dormant, which is latent, but to bring it to the fore, and that we look forward now for the Qurbani, we look forward to the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, we look forward to Hajj, even if we are not going. Those who are going, very, very fortunate, but that our hearts be there. And that we also at this moment visualize those people who are busy reading Salat or Salam, how fortunate are they not? Those who are entering Medina Sharif and how happy they are. We also should think those who are leaving and how sad they are to leave the same way, but Makkah Sharif, etc. These people will be going to Mina, will be going to Arafat, Muzdalifah, back to Mina, back to Haram, back to Mina again. What greater, the greatest places in the world Allah has taken them. So we should also have that, our du'as, which Mana Musa also explained, that Zawwadaka Allah at-taqwa, may Allah increase them. We should learn this du'as. Manana said that we'll try and make cards and distribute them also. And who brought our attention, may Allah reward them also towards all the, reward them for bringing our attention to these du'as. Wa wajjahaka fil khair, and that Allah increases you and lets you turn your attention towards all good. And kafaka al-hazan, whatever little problems, and this is a imtihan, which is also two very important subjects that we have to highlight. One is that Allah Ta'ala brings tests upon us. Hajj is a complete test all the time. It is not an easy ibadat. You can't plan it so well and that. It is an ibadat that Allah wants qurbani in there. And the qurbani, and this is one very important thing of our deen, to deen spreads with qurbani. Allah has taught it right from the beginning. And this when qurbani we will be making, we call it qurbani. And qurbani is not only that animal, but qurbani is to sacrifice our desires, to sacrifice our wishes, every haram of ours. And today when haram is so common, especially what people explain about the cell phone and what damage it is causing, what terrible damage it is causing, we have to be very, very careful. So this qurbani is very, very necessary. And deen does not spread with comfort. We can sit in the comfort of our rooms, this cold winter days, nights, have the heater on, have the TV on, and look at programs, and deen doesn't spread with that. Deen spreads with that qurbani. And qurbani is like any other qurbani. One instance written, one great queen, she was going for Hajj, or most probably it was, with her khadimat, all her servants, they came with a little kitten, or a little puppy, was suffering in water. So she told her khadimat, go and take it out from there. They didn't want to. They said, we'll get wet, it's cold, and all the splashes and the mud and everything. She went herself. On that qurbani, Allah, what decisions Allah made. So Allah wants this. So if we leave all this comfort and we make these small qurbani, so hajj qurbani also, we call it qurbani, but it's only in words. La yabqa min al-islami illa ismuh. A time will come when only the words of Islam and these will remain. Qurbani we say, but we find it hard to even spend that money for the qurbani. Even if somebody else is doing just to make that, but the actual qurbani to get involved, to sacrifice for deen. And as we heard the karguzaris, where these brothers, which places they work in, what difficult conditions. Yeah, we are sitting, we say it's winter, this year very cold, but we're so comfortable here. And these qurbanis which are made, deen spreads with qurbani. Deen does not spread with comfort. Otherwise, Allah Ta'ala's beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What hasn't Allah prepared in Akhirat? And that is the place of comfort and enjoyment. This dunya is the place of qurbani. And if we can speak about it, but Allah, at least we speak that hope and the hope that Allah in His kindness bless us with that reality. Otherwise, we are very far, and today we don't want to even speak about it. We don't want to talk about mort also. We don't want to talk about difficulties. We don't want to think about them also. But these are all necessary things for us also. So all this, whatever sacrifice we can make, deen comes alive with sacrifice. Deen, the fuel of deen is not comfort and ease. It's not through technology. It's not through TVs, videos, etc. And it's not through Google, definitely. Deen is through the sacrifice. And if we read the lives of the pious people, even the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, what sacrifices they made for deen. Just to listen, they knew a hadith. They hid it by them. But there's a certain Sahabi far away. He narrated this hadith, and those days journeys, not a jet flight or something like that, first class, you're sitting in comfort, or even in economy, were compared to those days travels. But they undertook that just to listen to that one hadith. So on that, Allah Ta'ala makes decisions. Another very important thing that Allah Ta'ala brings within us, and we realize that, as we heard, that the enemy of Islam are making lot of effort. But لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ مَنْ ظَلَّ إِذَا اهْتَدَيْتُمْ, that the people of outside, they can be gone astray. They can't harm you if you come onto Hidayat. So we have to worry that we come onto Hidayat. How much we are right, Then outside people, shaitan also. For example, he said that those who are the shakirin, I won't be able to harm them. Many other things. So we don't have to worry of the attacks. Today we are more concentrating what these people are attacking us, what those. But we have to worry more to preserve ourselves. That we come on to hidayat, we come on to deen. And with that, that we make sacrifice. First and foremost, the person who makes the smallest sacrifice also. Sacrifice of our thoughts. Sometimes our thoughts in namaz, we know where they go. In other times, where our thoughts go. To bring the thoughts, and it's a mental strain, to take it away from all the wrong, and to bring it on the right, to bring it on one Allah, concentrate on Allah. At the beginning, it's a very heavy effort that a person has to make. But with that also, Allah increases that. And Allah Ta'ala gives us more and makes it more easier in the future. And now to concentrate on Allah, then at the later stage, it becomes a pleasure. To concentrate in namaz becomes a pleasure. On all other things also, it becomes a pleasure. So Allah Ta'ala bless us with this to understand at least that our deen is not with comfort and it's not with ease and it's not with technology. Our elders have told that with technology, if we use technology will increase. But deen won't increase. Today this is what is happening. You find many brothers who are in the field of this IT specialist, etc. How much they know about all these things. But deen coming alive? Deen, what is deen? For example, in a classroom we have children, small children, they make some certain projects, and etc. About deen. Everything about deen, about Hajj, how to go from Makkah Sharif to Mina, from Mina to Arafat, all that they show it and everything, how to reach Jannat, all that, very good. But if they read 10 times Durood Sharif in that time, that is so much more superior. They made 10 times Istighfar, they read 10 times La ilaha illallah. So our deen and the other systems of the world, school, etc., they are different. Our system is completely, our maktab is completely different. Our way of thinking is completely different. But sadly today we are thinking like them. And this is the main thing, that our source of thinking. Is it a deeni source of thinking? Is it for deen? Is it for akhirat? Is it for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Or is it for comfort of this world? If that is the case, then we all will say, forget everything. We just unite. We are brothers, one another. We just love one another. Whatever else is that thing, what will happen in the qabr, don't bring it in your mind. What will happen in akhirat, don't bring it. Just here now, we all just unite. And we stay happily with everyone. Even we have to make shaitan happy, make him also happy. We embrace shaitan also. And we make him also happy. It doesn't work like that at all. And this highlights also at the time of a wedding, for example. We want to do a little bit what the Hindus are doing, little what the Christians are doing, little what the Jews, all, everything. But we don't want to do what Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We want to make everyone happy in India. It was a famous thing that on the occasion of wedding, make everyone happy. Even the bangi, the people who come and pick up the soil, the filth in the toilets, etc., make him also happy on that occasion. But in the process, make Allah unhappy. We don't say it, but that is what is the result. Make Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam unhappy. Where are we going to? And then we want barakat in our marriages, we want barakat in our homes, we want barakat in everything. We choose the way, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali quotes the poem, that you want to go to Makkah, but your direction is towards some other place. How will you reach Makkah Sharif? When your direction is to Makkah, then you will reach Makkah. So if our direction is akhirah, pleasure of Allah, we all have got our faults and our weaknesses, but at least that this consciousness be there. We make tawbah, we make istighfar, we try and go in the right direction. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So these are very blessed days. Now, alhamdulillah, just this morning one brother said they booked their animals for qurbani already. That spirit of qurbani must start coming into us. Booking the animals is there, but then the sacrifice. And then to do the qurbani as it's supposed to be done. Not just writing out a check, or today even more easy. Just an electronic transfer we do, and my qurbani is done. And not a drop of blood. I don't see blood also. I don't get the smell of the animal also. But my qurbani is done. ask any mufti, definitely your qurbani is done, you send the money, you trust them, they say they have done it, you take it and your qurbani is done. But one qurbani which you go and look for the animal, and Allah give us tawfiq, at least a week or 2 days, whatever, you look after the animal, you catch it, you slaughter it, you skin it, then you slice it, etc. And more Allah give us tawfiq, you go and even distribute it, and you go and give it to the poor. That qurbani is a complete different, and this yet is only a spiritual, the physical qurbani. لَيْ يَنَالُ اللَّهُ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَا تِي يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى. That is the real qurbani, to bring that taqwa. And we are hearing a lot about taqwa nowadays, but how much has it come to me? How much have I understood? What is this taqwa? To give up my nafs desires. To give up all my things and to do what Allah wants me to do, what Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wants me to do. So Allah give us tawfiq. Then one way to gauge ourselves also, the great and honorable days for which Allah takes qasam. Allah takes qasam. Wal fajri wa layalin ashr, the 10 nights of Zulhijjah. Commonly the ulama explained that is Allah is taking qasam on the 10 nights and including the 10 days. So we are coming close to them. So to try and keep rozas the first 9 days of Zulhijjah, the 10th is haram, it is. The 10th of Zulhijjah is the day of Eid. And see what the perfect deen also, that on the day of Eid, Allah said no ishraq namaz also. No roza also. It's a day that Allah has made. So those 9 days, or as many days as we can during that, especially the 9th, we try and keep our rozas. The ibadat of each night is like Laylatul Qadr. The roza is equal to a year's roza. What great virtues there are of these, so that we get ready for this. And then for those who are in going for hajj, and if we are not going, that our hearts be there with the hajjis, and that we give them these duas. And Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say that if a person writes a letter to me in Medina Sharif, where Hazrat was for many years, and he passed away in Madinatul Munawwara, and he doesn't write to me that convey my salams to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Hazrat said, I should become very angry and I should write to him, haven't you got any connection with your Nabi? That you are not asking, you know I go 5 times a day, I go to the Haram. So for me to give your salam, what difficulty it is? Why don't you ask me to give salam? If somebody is going to your mother's town, to your mother, going to meet your mother, and forget sending any present or anything, you don't even say so much, give my mother salams. Then haven't you got any connection with your mother? Or your father or anyone, with your ustad, your sheikh or anyone? So this also, our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah give us tawfiq that whoever is going, at least we ask them. And common with hajis, what do you want? What can I bring for you? All I want is the duas of there. All I want is you must give my salams to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam knows about it and he feels happy. And for our salams to be given to who, which personality, to who, we cannot imagine also. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to prepare for all this. And for the hajj also, that we are here, but our hearts be there. And that we, in that way, our spirits and our feelings be in Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif at this moment, and for the hajis who are going also, that their hearts also, and all our hearts be in the haram, not in the hotels, etc., not in the other entertainment places, the shopping areas today. Well, today the shopping is just like you're shopping in Paris or you're shopping in London or all those places. They're that simple, those days are gone where all those things are. And what people are saying, which we hope does not materialize, that the future we're looking at something even more difficult and more hard, completely different from what we know presently of Medina Sharif, of Makkah Sharif, of Hajj, etc., all this. So while these opportunities are there, let us make the best of it. And let us try and bring and imbue within us these values of Islam. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, and that we understand that our deen will spread with qurbani. Whether it is just the qurbani of my thoughts, and more than that, whatever, how much qurbani we can make. And also it is Allah's system. You make the small qurbanis, Allah makes the bigger qurbanis easier. It's easier for you. And when we don't do the small, then that also is snatched away from us. What tawfiq Allah gives, and we appreciate that tawfiq, Allah takes you further. And when we don't, we take that opportunity, then Allah brings blockages. And then we want to do something, but we are blocked and we cannot do it. And the other thing is that deen will spread in its original form. Hazrat Allama Yusuf Bannuri rahmatullah alayh, in his last, gave his bayan, he said that, became very angry and said, deen will only spread, and we are only responsible to spread deen as what is permitted by Allah Tabaraka, not what wrong means, and not what haram means, etc. Whether it be the TV, whether it be videos, whether it be photos, etc., deen will spread in its correct way. And what will bring deen alive, Imam Malik rahmatullah alayh says, in the latter part of the ummah, the same thing that brought deen alive in the first part of the ummah. And that is a simple, straightforward way, and which is open to everyone. And deen will become alive with that. And as we heard the Karguzaris, what sacrifices the brothers are making, this is not even a little, not even the tip of the iceberg of what sacrifices they are making, their families are making, the places they are going to. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, and very fortunate will be those brothers who will take that initiative that we also go and start some madari somewhere. We take part in, be part and parcel of reviving and bringing the original deen, and especially our aqaid, which is the most important. Otherwise, the Quran Sharif says, Amilatun nasiba. When Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu saw one priest making so much of effort in the ibadat of Allah, and he cried. The Sahaba who were around him, radiallahu anhum, they told him, oh, Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he's not even a Muslim. He said, that is why I'm crying. He's making so much sacrifice, but he believes, he's a priest. And he's making so much, and all, amilatun, so much he's making effort, nasib, the sweat is coming on his head like so much. But tasla naran hamiya. Now with all that, you will be flung. So our aqaid, we have to become conscious. Nice to sing slogans of unity and everything. But if our aqaid becomes destroyed, everything is destroyed. With our aqaid correct, you move a little stone, a thorn from the road, what great rewards. And if our aqaid are not correct, you can move a mountain from its place. And there is nothing whatsoever. Allah be kind to us and the whole of humanity. Make dua for the whole. That all jinn and men that are presently here until Qiyamah that are going to come. Allah bless us all with that Islam which Allah loves and which Allah wants. That Allah let us live on that Islam, die on that Islam, resurrect us on that Islam, and let us enter Jannatul Firdaus with that Islam. Otherwise, the life of the akhirat with Jahannam, we just to say Jahannam, but just a little bit to think of one moment. It's written, one person, a good Muslim, like a very wealthy person in Jalalabad, he aided the Hindus in building that temple. When his time of mort, he was very ill, so a very, very good Hakim came to the town to see somebody else. So the family people asked that Hakim to come and see him also. He's also very ill. He went there. When he went there, that person who was so ill, that wealthy person who aided the Hindus to build their temple, he told him that, please don't leave me alone. He said, why? He checked his pulses, and he told us now the last moments he's not going to live long. But he said, don't leave me. He said, just now two people came to me, farishtas, angels, and they came with cages of fire. And they said, we're going to put you in here and take you. But you came, they went away. So Hazrat Muhammad Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi writes on this, that just the presence of pious people, this Hakim was a Hakim and a great Allah wala also, just their presence also benefits like that. But after that he passed away, and Allah knows, Allah save us. And this dunya, and with all its hazards and things, is nothing compared to akhirah. May Allah bring this reality and that worry of akhirat, of maut, of qabr, of the day of full sirat, if we think all the other is jannat, is not just one step into jannat. And here is the time now. Allah give us tawfiq.